Previously on Heroes. This woman is dying. I need to get her to an emergency room. I can't do anything to help her here.
I don't want you to help her.
Daphne dies.
Got another assignment for you.
Bennett is given a file on Angela.
All clear.
I slept and I had a dream. I know what we have to do now. We need to go find Nathan and Claire. We need to bring this family together.
And they're coming for little Matt. We were sent to help.
Janice Parkman, we have a warrant to bring you and your child in for questioning.
Hero says, toddler touch and go, you made my power go. Ando asks, did you teleport us? He didn't touch and go all my powers. Now we have to save Big Matt Parkman.
We should pull our resources.
You desperately want to find Martin so you can get that ability, don't you? Shapeshifting. You're salivating.
It'll be a lot easier for us to operate. Everybody thinks I'm dead.
Chapter 9. Turn and face the strange. Bennett unzips a body bag. He flings open the plastic to reveal Sila's motionless body. As he turns Sila's head, Danko strolls in. Building 26, Washington, D.C.
No pulse. No body temp. Believe it.
Sila's dead.
Impressive work.
I never did catch how you pulled it off.
4-inch pocket blade, replaced by a 6-inch metal spike.
Metal's a good choice. Last time I was glass. Killed them just fine until it melted in the Primatech fire.
Trust me, you won't be getting up again.
I've been chasing this one for a long time.
It's a funny thing. You're on the hunt all these years, and then I show up and bang, he's dead. Maybe you didn't really want to catch him.
Or maybe you're just better at this than me.
Bennett, you have a visitor downstairs. Says she's your wife.
My wife is here?
Send her up.
Hero and Ando, Highway 40, Ohio.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected and is no longer in service.
Hero asks, any luck? Ando replies, home, cell, all of Matt Parkman's numbers are disconnected. I've left messages with everyone I could think of. Hero says, he's somewhere on the East Coast. We'll find him when we get there. We must. It's our duty to unite the two Matt Parkmans. What about the baby's mother? First his father, then we find his mother. Ando asks, diaper? Just changed him. Hungry? Just fed him. The car rolls to a stop. Ando asks, what happened? I don't know, it just stopped. But it's a brand new car. Hero pushes on the ignition button, then turns to Ando looking worried. Matt's preparing a gun in the hotel room when Mohinder returns.
I've arranged travel to India. If it's safe, I'll get what I can from the apartment and leave by ship from New York.
Avoid the airport, smart.
Washington's far too dangerous for us. You should come with me.
I'm not going anywhere.
Matt, I know how you feel about Daphne. And what they did to her was inhuman, but this is...
What they did to Daphne was protocol. She died because she was different. I can't get over it, Mohinder. I can't get it out of my head.
These agents, they're too powerful. We tried to stop it before.
We went after the wrong guy. Emil Danko, he's been pushing this whole thing. That bastard killed Daphne just as sure as he pulled the trigger himself.
So it's revenge? You just want to see him die?
I want him hurt. I want him to feel what he's done.
Matt, please, let's just talk about this.
You've been a really good friend, Mohinder.
Matt hugs him.
Goodbye, Mohinder.
Sandra's pacing anxiously in a corridor in Building 26.
Sandra, what are you doing here?
I am not going to sit home any longer, Noah. Agents burst into our house, our daughter goes missing, and you ignore my phone calls.
That's not fair. I have returned all your calls.
And told me nothing. I know when I'm being handled, Noah.
Claire is safe. You know how this works. The less you know, the better.
That's not good enough. I can't believe a word you say, and I want to see my daughter. I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your busy day?
There's a body inside. They're telling me that it's Siler, but I don't know. Something just doesn't feel right.
Will you listen to yourself? Claire has disappeared, and you were talking to me about Siler.
You must be Mrs. Bennett. I've seen your picture.
I'll bet you have. From the surveillance cameras watching my house.
Nice meeting you.
Danko walks off down the corridor.
Sandra, please, go back to Costa Verde.
I am staying at the Regency. And I am not leaving until you find her.
She brushes past Bennett as she hurries down the corridor in the opposite direction to Danko. Looking tense, Bennett watches her leave. Locking a door, Danko strides over to a wall of urinals, then leans against the wall next to where another Danko's standing.
It's fun being you, commanding the respect of others.
What the hell are you doing?
But you really ought to have that mole checked. You know the one I mean. I shot Bennett the body. You should have seen his face.
Do you know how dangerous this is? This isn't a game.
The first Danko's face ripples, then morphs into Siler's.
It's not about you finding some clever way to kill Noah Bennett.
I'm not gonna kill him.
Turning.
I'm gonna destroy him.
Heroes. Created by Tim Kring.
Mrs. Bennett?
Noah. Angela.
I've been worried about you.
I've had a dream.
Do you know about what happened at the place called
Coyote Sands?
I've heard whispers, rumors. For 20 years, anyone I ever asked always told me the same thing.
Which is?
That I should never ask again.
Peter and I are headed there now. I spoke with Nathan. He and Claire will meet us. I need you with us. It's time everyone knew the truth.
I just have a few loose ends to tie up. They showed me a body. Our old friend with a 6-inch spike in his skull.
Siler?
So they tell me. There's only one way to be sure.
No, leave it alone, Noah. Get out while you can.
Siler's body's gone.
Where'd they take the bodies?
Crematorium. Barbecue day.
No, leave it. Are you listening to me?
Leave it alone.
Leave.
Noah.
Noah? Noah!
Suresh's apartment, Brooklyn, New York. Mohinder walks tentatively along the shadowy corridor, then presses his thumb against the lock on the door to his flat. It pops out of the door. Then he strides in and looks around at the bare shelves and surfaces. The landlord peers at the broken lock before wandering in.
Someone's gonna have to pay for that.
Who took my papers? My father's work.
They said they were from Homeland Security. Also told me that if you or the big guy showed up, I should give him a call.
I'd advise against it. Might have to implicate you. I checked the building before I came up. No one's watching. These guys must have got what they wanted.
First the feds, now you. I don't need this in my life.
Don't worry. I'll be gone tomorrow.
I don't believe this. Oh, and your crazy old man left some stuff in storage downstairs. Do me a favor. When you go, take it with you.
Show me.
In Ohio, Hero and Ando are trying to hitch a lift. Ando exclaims, "This will never work. Who's going to pick us up? Two Japanese guys and a baby?" Hero says, "Don't be so negative. Someone will stop," just as a truck pulls up. Told you. Come on. When the Japanese-looking trucker pushes open the passenger door, Ando asks, "You're Japanese?"
Oh, don't go getting all foreign on me. Y'all are from the mothership, huh? Habla a little ingleso?
Si, I am Hiro, this is Ando, and this is Baby Matt Pacman.
Well, climb aboard, amigos. Name Sam Douglas from Lubbock, Texas. Car trouble, huh?
Yes. We are trying to get to the East Coast to find the baby's father.
Well, I got me a buddy mechanic in the next town. He can get y'all fixed up.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you.
No problemo. Well, let's rodeo!
As the baby screams, the juggernaut grinds to a halt.
Hey. Everything's shut down. Ignition, electrical. Even my CB went out.
Looking inspired, Ando says, touch and go, baby. When he's happy, he makes things go. When he's unhappy, Hiro interrupts, he makes things stop. Sitting in a car, Matt watches Danko leaving Building 26 among a throng of people.
Something's not right. That's it, Emil. Feel it. Feel it. Hell of a thing, not knowing who you can trust. That's it. Feel it. The person closest to you is in danger. Go to them. Make sure they're okay.
Danko hails a cab, then gets inside. Matt starts his car, then drives away. Bennett arrives at a loading entrance as two men are pushing a bagged body from a van to the doors on a trolley.
Wait! Stop. Don't move that body.
Mr. Bennett, can I help you?
The first bag contains a woman with a head injury. The second, what appears to be Syla.
Draw your weapons!
Sir?
Get a bead on the back of his head! Do it!
Looking confused, the agents aim their guns at the body as Bennett turns the head, then grits his teeth as he slowly slides the bloody spike out.
Mr. Bennett.
Quiet.
Looking down at the motionless corpse, Bennett holds the spike up to the agents.
Okay. I need this sent to Strathmore Labs. I need a DNA analysis. This is an A1 priority.
Got it?
Sure. You want us to go ahead and cremate the body?
No.
I have a sign ordered to cremate the body.
Bennett kneels next to the trolley.
Mr. Bennett. Who are you?
Parked outside a house, Matt watches as Danko climbs the front steps, then embraces a woman at the door. The blonde leads him inside. With a determined look, Matt opens his glove box and takes out his gun. Sandra arrives at the Bennett's apartment.
Sandra, come on in.
He closes the door as she walks in, looking around.
So this is your new home?
Well, you said it couldn't wait, so I assume you want to know about Claire.
No, Claire's fine. She called about a half an hour ago. I just need you to sign these.
What is it?
It would be easier if you just signed.
Bennett takes the papers out of the envelope, reads, then looks at her.
Divorce. This is the real reason you came all the way to Washington, was to serve me? What does it say?
That you have perpetually lied to me. Brought loaded guns into the home, endangered the lives of our children.
Sandra.
I already changed the locks, Noah. Just sign the damn papers.
Sandra, don't throw away 22 years of marriage.
Marriage? Is that what you call this? This isn't a marriage. It's an arrangement. It's cover so you can go around shooting at people.
All right, look. I'll be done with my work here soon. I will come back to California.
Don't insult me
we
with promises.
We will go to counseling.
It's too late.
We owe it to Lyle and to Claire
You're
to try to hold
listening.
This family together.
It's too late. I don't love you anymore.
Bennett looks shell-shocked. Sandra eyes him coolly.
You're a liar and a betrayer. You say you care about your family. You don't. It's over, Noah. I don't love you. I don't trust you. I don't even respect you. And when that's gone.
Sandra turns, then walks out of the apartment as Bennett watches her in disbelief. Sandra strides along a street outside, then turns a corner into a quiet alley. She slows down, then stops, and turns back towards the street with a scheming smile as her face turns into Sila's. He glances over his shoulder as he continues up the alley. Beside the truck...
Look, I'm sorry for all y'all's troubles, but what say we try moving your magic baby the hell away from my truck? Well, I still got a load to deliver.
Thank you for the ride.
Good luck to you.
The trucker shakes Sando's hand, then heads back to his cab. With the baby now back in the car, Hiro and Ando kneel in front of him.
Come on, baby, Matt, pardon, please!
They pull faces.
Look, I make a funny face for you.
Come on, baby Matt. Look at Uncle Ando.
Ando puts his fists to his ears with the thumb sticking out and opens his mouth wide. The baby settles. Hiro cries, Ando, don't move, as he pushes his friend into the car, then runs around to the driver's side. Pushing the ignition, Hiro smiles as Ando says, it worked. When the engine stops, Hiro turns to Ando accusingly, who then resumes his funny face and says, I can't stay like this all the way to New York. Sure you can. As Danko and the blonde return to the porch, she says, I'm so glad to see you, Jacob, as Matt eavesdrops.
In English, Elena, I promised you'd practice.
For you, Jacob, but only you. Do you really have to leave so soon?
I told you this was our last met. I have to fly back to Chicago tonight.
I know. It makes up at the warehouse.
Car's here. I gotta go. Hey, give me a smile. I'll be back in Washington before you know it.
She nods as he cups her face, then kisses her. Matt flattens against the wall as he watches Danko walk over to the car, then smile at Elena as he gets into the back seat. He watches the car drive away, then quietly lets himself into the house. Holding the gun with both hands, Matt steps towards the kitchen. Through the doorway, he sees Elena facing the worktop as she picks up a plate. He raises his gun as she stands next to the doorway, but closes his eyes and lowers it before turning to the front door.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry this was a bad idea.
I don't believe it. They sent you to me, didn't they?
Sent me?
The escort service. They gave you my address, right? I told them I was finished. No more, but they never listen.
So the guy who was just here was a client?
Mr. Pradasa.
Mr. Pradasa.
How do you know about Jacob?
Jacob and I worked together. He asked me to meet him here.
You're from his work?
Yeah.
I've never met any of his friends. But now that I have you, I insist. Please sit.
She smiles at Matt, who sighs heavily. In Building 26, Bennett's sitting at a desk looking at CCTV pictures on two computer screens. Picking up a pen, Bennett looks at the divorce papers in front of him. Sandra's signature has already been added. Typing into his computer, he brings up a copy of Sandra's signature on screen. Seeing the handwriting is completely different, he picks up the receiver on his desk phone.
Strathmore Labs, this is Nigel.
This is Noah Bennett. I'm awaiting results of a DNA sample I sent earlier today.
Yes, Mr. Bennett. I was just emailing you now. The DNA matches one James Martin of Arlington, Virginia.
Martin. Thank you. Siler's a shapeshifter.
Bennett snatches his memory stick and leaves, mad to Elena.
You've been seeing Jacob a while now?
Almost a year. Jacob and I met through
He ever talk to you about his work?
A bit. School books. He says his company sells all over the world. It sounds boring, actually.
Yeah. Well, his sales calls do keep him on the move.
That and his family.
He talks to you about his family?
His wife. Two boys, yes. He told me about them right away. He's going home to Chicago to be with him, but he promised once his children are grown that we will...
You're gonna be together, yeah.
After what I have been through, it is a miracle. To have someone like Jacob come into your life. He loves me.
You know what? The sick thing is, he probably does. But he does not deserve you. Whatever you think he is, it's a lie, Elena, a lie. And you need to get away from him. Now, while you still can.
No, you are scaring me. Who are you, really?
You want me to tell you all about Jacob? I'm gonna show you.
Hello, Dr. Suresh?
This is Hiro Nakamura.
Yes, I know. My very angry landlord said you've been calling all day.
Yes, it is important that we find Matt Parkman.
Do you know where he is?
Still in Washington, I'm afraid. I did what I could, but... Hero, Matt's changed. He's committed himself to a very destructive course.
What? We must save him.
Believe me, I tried. But it's difficult to dissuade a man who's decided he has nothing to live for.
I'll tell you the place where Matt was last headed.
He knows where Matt is.
Thank you, Dr. Suresh.
Matt could be in danger. We must hurry. Ando gets into the car as Hero buckles his seatbelt. Ando, make the face. He does, and the car peacefully drives out of the petrol station, past a rack of tyres. Behind it, Claire and Nathan are looking at a map.
What's it called again?
Coyote Sands.
There it is.
It's like a million miles from nowhere.
Why do we have to meet her there?
I have no idea. When your grandmother has a dream, it's a good idea to pay attention.
Mohinder's recording his voice.
It appears my father was looking for information on an abandoned government project in the 1960s, focusing on an Operation Icarus. Files are heavily redacted, but it mentions medical research and a place called Coyote Sands.
An ID badge.
My father was there.
At night, Sandra walks into her hotel room. As she empties her pockets onto a table, Bennett holds a gun to the back of her head.
There's cash in my purse.
I'm not here for your money.
Noah.
You say another word and you die.
Noah, what are you doing?
Divorce papers? Nice. Did you really think I wouldn't notice that your signature doesn't match?
What are you talking about?
Sandra never even left California, did she?
Noah, it's me. It's Sandra. I'm
Shut up! I know who you are!
Your mother's name is Anita. We honeymooned in Puerto Vallarta.
You've done your homework.
You sleep on your left side. Your joints ache
you
when
you can mind
rains.
Read now?
What?
Who did you kill? Matt Parkman?
I didn't kill anyone!
Danko's in on it, isn't he? He was going after James Martin. Did he feed you his catch?
No.
Answer me! Is Danko in on it?
I don't know what you're talking about! No! Please, the kids, don't do this!
Where's your phone? Where is it?
In my coat pocket.
He grabs it and flicks it open.
Hello.
Dad?
Lyle, what do you need?
Hey, I'm supposed to give Muggle some kind of pill while Mom's away. I forgot where she keeps the pills, so...
Where are Muggle's pills?
I don't know. Top shelf of the refrigerator on the left, not the green bottle, the brown one.
Top shelf. Of the fridge on the left.
Wait, the green bottle or the brown one?
Realizing his mistake, Bennett looks stricken.
Brown.
Sandra's still lying over a table, trembling. Bennett replaces his gun in its holster, then lays the phone on the table in front of Sandra's face. He strokes her shoulder reassuringly. Stepping away, he holds up his hands and she stands, her eyes wet with tears.
Get out.
Siler's a shapeshifter.
Leave.
He came to me. It's you. You filed for divorce, you changed the locks.
Probably a good idea.
No, no, Sandra, don't you understand? This is exactly what he wants!
Get out!
She shoves Bennett towards the door with some force. He looks at her pleadingly.
You gotta believe me.
I do believe you, Noah. But it doesn't matter. It's too late. And I really want you to leave. Now.
Bennett leaves the hotel room, then stops outside the door and hears Sandra lock it behind him. He walks away with a resolute expression. Danko opens a door, then, looking surprised...
Elena. What are you doing here?
I don't understand. You live here?
Damn it, Elena, I'm not gonna ask you again. How did you find me?
I brought her here.
Workman, what the hell did you do to her?
Inside, both of you.
Matt aims his gun at them as they move inside. Seeing Danko glance at a gun on a table...
Don't even think about it. Even if this place is bugged, your soldiers won't get here in time.
So this is what you've been reduced to? What kind of garbage did you push into her head to get her to come along?
It didn't take much, Danko.
Danko? Why does he call you that? And this place, you said you lived in Chicago with your family.
Stop. Elena, don't listen to him. He'll work you. Make you believe things that aren't real.
What's the matter, Emil? What, are you worried she's not gonna roll out the red carpet when she finds out what her boyfriend really does for a living?
Look, shove the psychobabble, Parkman. You have no idea who I am.
I used to be a cop. I was surrounded by basket cases like you. Your job's a nightmare, so you seek out anything to ease the pain. Nothing, relationships, fantasies of a normal life. Trust me, I've been there.
Go to hell.
Your boyfriend kills people for a living.
Jacob, tell me you are not this person.
Go ahead, Danko. Tell her.
He uses his ability.
My name isn't Jacob. There is no family in Chicago. No house. I'm a soldier. I hunt people for the government. Son of a bitch.
Tell her what you did to the woman I loved. All of it.
A woman, Millbrook, Daphne. She was a threat.
You killed her?
No, it's worse than that. He had a choice and he let her die.
You were everything to me, Jacob. Why did you lie?
Because I knew you couldn't possibly love someone who did these things.
You really care about her, don't you? This is the only way that you're gonna truly understand what you did to me.
Matt turns the gun on Elena, who stares at the barrel, trembling with fear.
Go ahead, Parkman. But if you think killing her is gonna make a difference or change how I feel about the program, forget it. Whatever you do, nothing's ever gonna be more important to me than putting you and your friends down.
My God, Jacob.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is what he's done to us. In his world, there is no room for mercy.
Her body rigid, Elena closes her eyes. Matt sobs and drops the gun from his shaking hands. Then Danko grabs his from the table.
Jacob, no!
Go ahead. Finish it.
Matt nods as Danko fires, but Hero freezes time while the bullet's in mid-flight. He walks in, staring at it.
Oh, close one.
Edging carefully around it, Hero walks over to a wheeled office chair. Whisking it out from under a desk, He pushes Matt into it. Then wheels him out of the apartment. Danko's bullet hits the fireplace.
Parkman!
At the door, he looks around the hallway while Elena slowly walks towards him with an air of distrust. Shaking his head.
Elena. Monster. Stay away from me.
She runs away, leaving Danko alone with his thoughts. Without his distinctive horn-rimmed glasses on, Bennett walks into a busy control room in Building 26, carrying a file under his arm. He approaches a glass-fronted office, then goes inside and closes the blinds. Danko.
What is it, Bennett?
Guess again. I went to Bennett's apartment and told his doorman that I forgot my key. Bennett sold Primatech files. Looks like he's been holding out on you.
He hands him the files with a smirk.
I'm not surprised.
No? Are you surprised now? If I were Siler, I wouldn't need this now, would I?
A pistol.
Gun. I knew he couldn't have gotten to James Martin alone, not right under your nose.
What do you want?
How dumb are you? How did you think it was going to end? Who did you think would be left standing the minute Siler got bored? You?
What do you want?
I want Siler on a platter. And then maybe I'll overlook this pathetic little cry for help.
He's been going on assignment. As Agent Donner, leader of Team 6.
They've been racking up a lot of wins lately. Where are they now?
On mission. They should be back in an hour.
I'll wait.
He puts on his glasses.
And so will you.
I know you meant well, Hero, but I didn't ask to be rescued.
Dr. Suresh told us about your plan. It is one thing to defend yourself, but a true warrior knows the difference between a righteous battle and...
what, retribution? See, that's where you're wrong. It's the only thing that the other side understands.
But that is why we are better than them. That is why we had to save you.
Matt! Finally!
Hero bows with a smile.
What's going on?
I cannot make the face anymore.
What's with the kid?
Matt Bachman. Meet Matt Bachman. He is your son.
Matt looks confused.
Well, my son?
We rescued him from government agents in California.
He has a power like us. This is why you can't give up. A boy needs his father.
Matt holds up the baby.
I have a son?
The baby smiles while grabbing at Matt's face.
I have a son.
Toy cars drive in circles around them.
Stand.
Great work.
Doug.
Wade.
Good job.
Sir.
Agent Donner.
Yes, sir.
A word, please.
Did I do something wrong?
Yeah. Just wanted to say congrats. You guys have really been on a roll lately.
Thank you, sir.
This man is not Donner. He's Siler. He has shape-shifting abilities. Get a lock on the back of his head.
Whoa, guys. It's just me.
Tell him, Danko.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Agent Danko has betrayed you. He and Siler are working against you.
Guys, this is a huge mistake.
Put the gun down, Ben.
This is Siler. He's killed a dozen agents, and Danko is protecting him. Everybody stand down.
Look, you're under a lot of stress.
Yeah, because of the divorce and everything.
How would you know a thing like that?
An agent knocks Bennett's gun, but makes it shoot Donner in the back.
Everybody, freeze! This is Siler and I can prove it. He's gonna heal, you watch!
Donner lies motionless on the floor.
Get up.
Get up. Get up! Get up!
Danko reaches down to feel the agent's pulse.
He's dead. Sano was never even in the building. You just killed an innocent man.
Nobody moves! Put your weapons on the ground, right now! Weapons down or I will blow his head off!
The agents charge after him. Bennett sprints through the entrance hall of Building 26, flooring a couple of people as he goes. Danko.
I didn't have a lot of options. I had to direct him somewhere. It seemed the safest choice.
Lying on the floor in a thick pool of blood, Donna blinks, then stands, turning into Sila. Sila retches a few times, then spits a bullet into the palm of his hand. And holding it up, he lets it drop onto the floor.
You almost got me killed. You could have said I was Agent Foster. Except if the bullet shot Foster, Foster would be dead. Didn't know you could bleed like that. I squeezed it all extra. For show.
Sandra, I just called to say, I don't know what, I love you, miss you, miss my family. All my old numbers are burned. I can't leave you this one. I'll call you again when it's safe.
With a rucksack over his shoulder, Bennett walks on into the night. In his apartment, Mohinder's pinned strings onto a map with Coyote Sands written on a sticky note at its center. Hero returns to his car with some groceries while Matt plays with his son in the back. Danko.
Elena, it's me. I know I must feel betrayed. Angry,
but what I said before, it's not true. You mean so much to me, the way I am with you.
It's not a lie. Jacob Pradasa is the man I want to be.
I can't do it without you. I'm begging you. Please. Give me a chance to prove myself.
Ignoring the message, she leaves her home in a cab. At Coyote Sands.
You know, I still don't understand what we're doing out here, Mom.
This is the place, Peter. This is where our story really begins.
Yeah.
They see Nathan and Claire land.
Why did you call him here?
This family has to come together. Whatever has happened, Nathan is still your brother.
I have a hard time believing that.
Peter.
Claire, it's all right. Let him vent.
Enough. There's been too much misery in this place.
What happened here, Ma? Why'd you call us together?
I never wanted you to see this. Any of you. But I realize now that was a mistake. And to prepare for the future, you have to understand the past. You want the answers? Then you'll have to dig.
A spade.
It is our nature to protect our children. For each generation to pass on their cautionary tales to the next. So it is with the myth of Icarus. The legend of a boy who fashioned wings from feathers and wax, daring to fly into the heavens. His father was fearful and warned Icarus to be careful.
Did you find something?
Begging him not to tempt fate by flying too close to the sun. But in the end, the boy couldn't resist. His waxen wings melted from the sun's rays.
Mom?
And he plunged to his death.
You know who that was?
I knew. All of them.
All of them? Exactly how many are here, Ma?
Keep digging.
Claire comforts her grandmother, then sees a car approaching in the distance as Nathan and Peter dig for more skeletons. Looking curious, Claire walks slowly towards the car. It pulls up, and she looks shocked as Bennett emerges from the shadows. Peter brushes soil off a ribcage he's uncovered, while Nathan does the same with another, looking over his shoulder at Angela. To be continued.